California has natural beauty and tremendous commerce. We're the most populous state and the most productive farm state. We also aren't without significant issues. Besides COVID-19, we've had multiple years of devastating wildfires. Something that doesn't grab as many headlines has also proven to be a big challenge, a lack of adequate water storage. Without water in reserve, dry winters can cause widespread pain. I'm in Sites in rural Colusa County, which may be a critical link for a better future for our environment, cities, and farms. Welcome to Ingrained, the California Rice Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Morris, proud to have worked for 30 years with farmers and ranchers in the state to help tell their stories. And today's subject is critical to all Californians, ensuring sufficient water for future generations. One brief footnote, these interviews were done prior to the state's latest COVID-19 stay-at-home order. I'm with Mary Wells, fifth-generation rancher in Sites. And Mary, tell me a little bit about your family history and also the history of this area.
My roots in this area go way, way back. I'm actually fifth-generation Californian. My great-great-grandfather was W.H. Williams, the founder of the little town of Williams. As a youngster, I used to come up here with my grandfather. We had cattle ranches in Merced. Spent a lot of time up here, my brother and I. After college, I inherited, as when my grandfather passed away, inherited some properties and have since expanded, went into farming and ranching on these rangelands. Very interesting place, lots of history. Mid-1800s, John Sites came into this area, brought some sheep in, and liked the area so much he came back a few years later. He was a man of great foresight. He had a brother, I think he had two brothers that came here, had adjoining ranches, operated the same grain, sheep, so on. The family retained the ranch that I have. John Lee Sites took it over, and I purchased this from the Sites family in 1974, so they had this for a long, long time. And the bottom line is that at one point, Sites was a very significant little community in the foothills. Not only was there dry land wheat farming on all of the flats and in the lower hills, there was very prosperous sheep production in the hills. And on the way into Sites, there is a very famous quarry. And there was a narrow gauge railroad, the Colusa Lake Railroad that came from Colusa and the River of Sacramento and brought the slabs of sandstone that were cut in the quarry. And they would come up into Sites. There was a turntable and they would go back to the Sacramento River and be loaded on barges and taken to San Francisco. And if you've visited San Francisco, the Ferry Building, the Emporium, a lot of the facades in San Francisco are from the Sites Quarry. The train was also used on holidays to bring people up into Sites. They had an annual Easter picnic. You can imagine it, the women in their fancy dresses and parasol. I would not have done well in that generation, but you know, they would come up for the day and they had games and picnics and food. And so it was a very thriving community, hard to imagine today. As time moved on and highest and best use for land always prevails, the grain disappeared in the 50s and 60s, 1950 and 1960. The sheep went somewhere along about the same line. There are no sheep here now, all cattle. In fact, almost all of the valley, which is about 14,000 acres, and then of course you have the hills are utilized as well, so you've got more acreage there, but most of that now is winter rangeland for the cattle.
Is it safe to say there are more cattle on this ranch than people that live in Sites?
Very much so, yes. From November through May, the cattle definitely have the upper hand on population. Currently, there's probably 15 families that live here. When I first came here, there were 22, 23 are carrying on. The interesting thing, though, is while we have cattle and this is a very integral part of our total operation, I would say almost everyone who farms or now ranches here also has significant investment and concerns in the valley on the other side, in irrigated lands.
I know it's not an easy issue here because you have such an emotional investment in this area. We also desperately need water storage. So how do you reconcile those two? And tell me a little bit about this area as a potential water storage area.
That's a great question. When I first came here, and of course you're checking out a ranch and all of the things, I was told that the Bureau of Reclamation, clear back in the 50s, was looking at this for a reservoir. And I said, oh, interesting. Did some research on it and found out that actually Sites was easily designated as a potential off-stream storage as far back as the 50s. And the Central Valley Project, or CVP, was very interested in it. They had done a lot of studies. In fact, I had some observation wells, studies going on in 1974. But it was shortly thereafter, about 77, that all went away. Political change. The studies and maps were all rolled up and put away by the Bureau of Reclamation, never to be seen again. In terms of the physical viability of a reservoir here, it's just an amazing. You have two major canyons, if you will, that come in. I know the proposed project calls for the two major dams and 9 small saddle dams, but when you consider an area of 14,000 acres, about 15 miles from one tip to another, that's amazing. It's just a natural bowl.
We do have significant issues in California in terms of water storage. You also have 40-plus years of experience at the water issues, actively engaged, also a leader in agriculture. So you're balancing all that out, and I believe you've come to the conclusion that Sites should be carried out here for the betterment, the ultimate betterment of our state?
Yes, I do agree with that. In my early research, I knew that this was a potential reservoir, and I remember asking Bureau of Reclamation, Bill Martin, he was at that time the director, and I said, Mr. Martin, should I repair the screen porch or not? And he said, Mary, I think you probably will do that 2 or 3 times before the reservoir. He says it needs to happen, but California politics, agencies grind very slowly.
Where would we be if we do not beef up our water storage in California? I mean, it's very dry right now. What are some of the things that you're doing that you wouldn't be doing if we had rain so far this fall?
We're feeding hay. I have fortunately a fairly good well, but there are areas where we'll need to haul water in to make it through the winter. So it's significant when we don't have the rain we normally do. As I go out in the valley and I think about the operation out there, the potential for water shortages, the need to transfer or use groundwater for my orchard ground, that's on my mind if it doesn't rain. The rice production, critical part of our total operation, we may be short or the season's limited. It's not so much the water right now, but it's when we can use it out of the Sacramento River. From one end of my operation to the other, I am feeling the significance of lack of rain.
In your estimation, will Sites be completed in your lifetime?
Well, I have so much to do. I keep telling my kids I'm going to be around for a long time. I got a lot of unfinished projects.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if they agree with that or not, but I laughingly say that. I really hope so. Leaders in Northern California clear back in the early 90s, said, we need to start thinking about this. This is a very far-sighted group of leaders in Northern California Water Association that, in fact, we had sort of a kickoff meeting here. I spoke on the steps of my house there to kind of kick off the concept of getting it going again, and that was in the early 1990s. One other interesting thing I did to reach out, for 3 years I did tours every month, mostly year-round, with Metropolitan Water District board members. And what a great experience that was. But more importantly, they went home. You would not believe the letters I received that they just did not understand how important the environment and all that we do up here is to the total picture of California. I did that for 3 years, and hoping to, you know, get the word out for all Californians that this is a great project and we really need to have it done.